What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, comic and podcaster Christina P. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
God, I'm so honored to talk to you. I just love you, and you're so handsome, and I love your t-shirt.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you very much. And you're a Karate Kid fan?
Yeah, and a Cobra Kai.
Yes. Great. So good, right? So clever.
The first season when the old school 80s guy is like calling them weenies and torturing them. I love that.
I love people that are stuck in their eras and those characters that are stuck in their eras, because I have friends that are. I love them. I don't want them to change. So I have a feeling we'd get along great in person. By the way, congrats on your new comedy special, Mom Jeans.
Thank you.
Great title. Your second Netflix special. You happy with the way it turned out?
I'm thrilled with the way it turned out. So let me tell you what I did, because I felt that stuff was so depressing. The last 2 years have been so depressing that I wanted to make something just joyful and silly and reckless. And watch it with your mom. Watch it with your sister. I say crazy stuff, and I don't care. I can't. You know what I did? So I bought an outfit for that special, and I sent the invoice to Netflix, and they go, "We have never spent this much on somebody's outfit. So you have to watch just to see."
It's a good tease. Good tease it's right there.
Amazing. It's such a good outfit.
So as far as motherhood, because I'm assuming you're focusing with Mom Jeans being the title, a lot about that. How old are your kids and how many do you have?
So I have two boys, ages 3 and 6.
Okay.
And I had my first kid when I was 38. So I grew up, I'm Gen X, baby. And so when I sent my kids to kindergarten and they were like, what's his pronoun? I'm like, are you out of your mind? Right. He just found b-hole was this week. I don't even think he knows what anything is. So that's my whole thing with this world now, is I'm like, now there's peanut allergies and trigger warnings and safe spaces. And as a kid in the 80s, you know, I grew up playing on scorching hot metal monkey bars in the middle of summer.
Exactly. Walking to school probably and coming back when the lights were getting dark. I'm a Gen Xer too, so I'm with you. And yeah, it kind of blows me away, a lot of the stuff we're supposed to just sort of roll with, I guess. Your youngest child is, do you find, how are they getting along, by the way?
Oh, yeah. So it's like love, hate. Do you have siblings?
I do.
Do you, older or younger? What's the split?
Younger, just my sister and I. We're very close, but we have a lot of cousins because mom and dad had a big family. But I have 3 kids myself and 2 boys like you.
Oh, you do? Okay, yes. So you know the chaos. Yeah, they love and they hate each other. It's like back and forth. It's like 1 minute they're playing and then the next minute there's tears and I have to separate them. And then there's a hole in the wall, you know.
Yeah.
They're tears like each other.
Yeah, the boy, it's UFC 1 minute and then the next minute. My boy, my youngest is wild too. He's broken 2 TVs already. And so they wake up and choose violence just about every day.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, people are like, gender isn't real. I'm like, oh, then you haven't raised boys.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boys and girls are the same. Really? Have you seen a six-year-old girl piss out a campfire?
Yeah.
My boy does.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Hey, we can't ignore biological reality. That's the truth right there.
That's nuts.
You and your husband are both comics, correct?
Yeah. Tom Segura. I'm married to Tom Segura. Isn't that wild?
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Love that dude. Nice.
Yeah.
Fun. And yeah. I'm assuming you met at a club, at a comedy club, or?
So we met at the Cat Club on the Sunset Strip when he was 23 and I was 26. And I absolutely loved him right away. I'm 40'5" now. So we've grown up together, he and I. And he, let me tell you about Tommy Segura. That guy was funny from the minute he started. Like, he never sucked at stand-up.
That's cool.
I was like, I'm going to marry that guy. I'm going to make that guy's babies. And here we are.
Look at that. You applied the methods of The Secret, and there it happened. Manifested it. You got a couple of huge podcasts, Your Mom's House, and Where My Mom's At. I love all these themes. I'm a big mama's boy, so I can appreciate all this. What are those shows about specifically?
So Your Mom's House is, it's like seventh grade humor. If you like farting and really juvenile stuff, that's what we cover.
Who doesn't?
It's the kind of show where people don't admit to listening to it amongst polite company, but secretly everybody listens to it and loves it. And we have the best fans. They're called mommies. And it's the best. I love being able to say what I want and do what I want. And then Where My Mom's At is my attempt at a mom podcast. It isn't like a womp womp, you know, yeah. Like we're just drinking wine and we're alcoholics. Like I really want it to be a little more honest and free and fun. Nice. I think that's what the world needs.
I agree. Let me ask you, Christina, as a comic, what'd you think about this recent Dave Chappelle attack and on the heels, of course, of Chris Rock and the Will Smith situation. Have you ever, prior to those incidences, felt unsafe performing on stage?
Yes. Listen, I've been standing for 20 years. And 20 years ago, nobody wanted to hear women talk. What are you talking about? So I've had beer bottles thrown at my head. I had a glass at me. I've had threats. Of course. And that's why Chris Rock, when he took that hit from Will Smith, did you see how he reacted?
Yeah.
Like, bro, like a savage, because he's probably dealt with that crap as not being hit, but with the audience being hostile. But what I think what's scary about Chappelle is that now people think it's okay to hit comedians. And this is a really weird time. What a scary time we live in, where jokes are considered just facts. Like, guys, you know, I'm not giving a TED talk here. This is meant to be taken in jest. So it is kind of scary. And I like that Chris Rock had a good line after it happened, though. He goes, Was that Will Smith?
I know, that was great. That was great. And I hope that picture gets blasted everywhere. It looks like they took that guy's arm off and put it on backwards, which was great. And then his nose was broken, everything. And they should plaster that everywhere. And they say, if you rush the stage or attempt to touch anyone, you will end up looking like this.
Good. Yes. And what kind of an idiot bum rushes a stage full of like rappers and like security? Are you so stupid?
No,
he must have been high on PCP or something. I don't know.
But whatever. I thought they went easy on him, whatever it was. But yeah, you know, the thing about comics too, I've always loved stand-up comedy, and it's so much fun to be there in a show and experience it live and take so much bravery to get up there. But they've always been truth tellers. They've always had their hands on the pulse of what's going on in society. They've always sort of forced to make you think. And if you start getting physical or reacting in ways just because you don't like what you hear because of your feelings, then we're going down a really wrong road. So I'm hoping that these sort of incidents start waking people up and put things in perspective, because it seems like cops and comics are the hardest things to be these days.
Oh, it's so silly. But let me tell you something. I was at the Comedy Store last night running some jokes, and I'm seeing comedians now getting braver, because there was a time where you're like, oh God, they're going to cancel me. I think we canceled canceling.
Good.
And I think Chappelle led the way. when they tried to cancel his Netflix, and he said the best, had the best reaction ever. If you don't know, I'm not going to repeat it because I can't do it justice, but I think we're done. And I think comedians are like, nah, dude, if you're going to come after one of us, you're coming after all of us.
I love it. I hope they go harder. I love it. I love it.
Always.
Real quick, back in the day, you were on MTV's Road Rules.
Yes.
Which season, by the way?
So I did Road Rules 6 Australia.
Okay.
And it was like, and back in the day, it was like 2 months of filming. It wasn't like they do it now in like 3 weeks, even though I don't think they do the show anymore. But it was great. And I love reality television. And it was such a good thing to be a part of. And nothing happened on my season. It was not scandalous. Like, we didn't even hook up. We got drunk one night. Like, it was just so, it was so silly. It was so fun.
That's fun. That's back when it was actually kind of real. Back in the days.
It was. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. So, Christine, I've enjoyed talking to you. Congratulations on everything. Check out Mom Jeans. It is out now on Netflix. Thanks so much for checking in. Hopefully we'll see you in person.
I love you. You're just gorgeous. Thank you so much, Mario.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye, sweetie.
On with Mario Lopez.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
There are choices that can change your life.
Like the choice to start routine colorectal cancer screening at age 45.
It's one of the most common cancers for women and men, and it doesn't always have symptoms.
But there's good news. Routine screening can catch colorectal cancer early and even prevent it.
And there's even better news. You have screening options.
Make the choice to put your health first. Talk to your doctor about your screening options or visit cdc.gov/screenforlife for more information.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.